Talking about ABBA, gonna talk your favorite show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Park After Show, South Park Weekly, here on AfterBuzz TV. A couple of weeks ago, we've been so drunk with St. Patty's Day and all these things that we forgot about the Oscars. And the number one trope of the Oscars is, thank my parents, thank my teachers. And where would we be if we didn't thank the faculty of South Park Elementary, the people that are so integral to the education or just well-being of our beloved characters. Mm-hmm. And so let us honor those that have been there, that stand in the shadows and do God's work.
Oh, yes.
But before we do that, allow me to introduce Steph Sabra.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra. Knowing Phil's pick, that's a really funny intro.
And I'm Christian Blatt. I'm like, school in July, no class.
Woo-woo! And I'm Phil Svitek. And for those of you joining us for the very first time,
I'm sorry.
But you're here, so yeah, stick around.
Stick around, for sure.
For those of you returning, we're going to do things a little bit differently. Normally, we each pick three episodes and an honorable mention. We kind of debate it a little bit. We're just straight out picking who the best faculty member is. It's not contingent on the number of episodes or a particular episode, just in the cumulative effect this faculty member has had in our lives, ergo the kids. So, there's no beating around the bush. Let's just get into it. Steph, who is your... what would be the word? Your
my foundational character of South Park's existence and being.
Yes, that's a good.
Wow, you said it.
Yeah. Well, you can see him in the hallways, dressed in a long green shirt, blue tie, and jeans, and he goes by the name of Mr. Mackey, our beloved Mr. Mackey.
Okay.
He's South Park Elementary's school counselor. Obviously, he provides such helpful information, like sex ed and the teachings of evolution, like Phil has, I think, mentioned in a different episode before.
I think you're missing thinking Mr. Garrison. They're not quite the same.
Oh, no, they're not the same at all. But I thought he taught evolution. No, that was Mr. Garrison. You're right. Thank you. Well, back to Chokes on Dick. He did have a nice relationship with Ms. Chokes on Dick.
Who was my honorable mention, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Everyone's honorable mention.
We're doing an honorable mention, but I feel like we need to have Ms. Chokes on Dick as an honorable mention.
Just to clarify. Well, Mr. Mackey, I just feel like he's so lovable, especially in Inception. When you see him as a little kid and kind of how he became the Mr. Mackey we know, it's just, I really just love him. And I feel like he's one of the only characters that's actually pretty level-headed most of the time, except he did have that one drug spur. But I love
don't
him.
Don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. That's my number one, hands down.
I love him because remember in this season when he goes up against PC Principal? You're playing with fire, okay? This is real bad, okay?
And I don't remember the episode. I remember we see him as a little kid at some point.
That's in Sheepshin.
That is in Sheepshin. Yeah. He's like, okay? Yeah.
So, playing with my life, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's right. For me, it was kind of a no-brainer. Again, we were talking a few weeks ago. It's a character that's easy to forget about how important he was to South Park early on. But Chef, because... the boy, he was really the boy's rock for, you know, he was kind of a moral center. He helped educate them. He fed them, often on Salisbury Steak Day. But he also taught them anything that they needed to know about sex. Because apparently no one else in the town knew anything. And Chef, God love him, he knew everything about sex. Mm-hmm. But he had his preoccupation. But he is actually... it's funny that you said this about Mr. Mackey. He's one of sort of the handful of level-headed adults. He has his moments, don't get me wrong. But one of the very few level-headed adults that think rationally throughout the course of the show. As Randy started getting crazier and crazier, and Kyle's mom was always a big fat bitch, you know, it was like Chef you could count on to and he would help the town too. He would. He was just a voice of reason, and also he had chocolate salty balls. So he would want us to put them in our mouth and suck them, because he did have his chocolate salty balls, and I was told that they were delicious. But
you haven't tried them; they are delicious.
I've heard that, yeah. And he he had a song for everything that he would sing about. But in the show, he also had a song called "Stinky Britches," which was later covered by Alanis Morissette. Isaac Hayes, the voice of Chef, was such a great voice. He's the voice of, you know, the song, the theme song from Shaft, which is one of the greatest single pieces of music in human history. So really, I had no trouble picking Chef. I miss him. And every time we do one of these shows where Chef comes up on a list, I miss him that much more. If only they had just recast another actor, but it is kind of funny how they got rid of Chef, I guess.
He is the token rich person in Here Comes the Neighborhood, I believe it's called.
Yes.
Where Will Smith and his other rich friends move in to South Park and cause havoc.
Yeah, I am sad that he left, but they really played on his exit well. But great character.
Yeah.
All right, so my pick, some would call it a throwaway. But I promise you, it's not a throwaway. It is Miss Stevenson. She, for those of you who don't remember, she was in one episode, and the title will tell you all you need to know. Miss Teacher Bangs a Boy. Who is that boy? None other than good old Ike. Oh, boy.
Clearly his wee-wee had healed from the Briss episode for him.
Absolutely. And what I love about this is the fact of, I can't speak for everybody, but I could speak for my friends. It was their fantasy to get with all the hot teachers. And what? So if you're... No?
This is news to me.
What? Really?
Really?
Huh.
Interesting. Okay.
There was like a sense of... I mean, not that it ever happened, at least... With people I know, but like...
I mean, it happens all the time from the news, but yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and when my friends used to watch the news, they'd be like, shit, I wish that was me.
What?
What are you talking about? Like, you gotta figure, like when you're in high school...
You're a horny little boy.
And, like, the girls in your class aren't going to talk to you, and God forbid they're gonna let you put anything anywhere near them. So, you know, like,
and they don't know what they're doing anyway.
They don't know.
Oh, please. You guys are absolute trash.
Look, like,
seriously.
My life would have been a lot different if one of my teachers had just taken pity
on
me.
Oh my God.
And taught me how to do any of the things that I didn't learn how to do until I was in my 30s. So, you know, it would have been great if somebody could have just
done their job right.
Do your damn job.
Sickos.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, look at this. The only reason Miss Stevenson got a shot at this was because Mr. Garrison was fired.
True.
Okay? And guess what? Who's better? Mr. Garrison, who we don't even know his sexual gender, let alone identity and so forth, who shoves rats up Mr. Slave's ass and has Mr. Hat, or Miss Stevenson? Her only crime is caring.
Oh my God!
She cared too much about Ike,
a child.
I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Imported from Canada.
And you know what? If we're only to speculate her age, and guess what? I don't think it's that different than Call Me By Your Name. Okay? Which is a movie about an old person loving an underaged person.
You know, the working title for that movie, Call Me By Your Name, was... Kevin Spacey's Wet Dream.
Oh my gosh.
What? Just some jokes. It's
so, right. Hey.
Or the Vatican.
I
like that.
So, you know what? Listen, there you have it. There's nothing wrong with a nice cougar. And she wasn't even a cougar. I'm just saying in general.
The problem is a lot of times when you see these stories about the kids, the teacher is, you know, sometimes in her late 20s, maybe early 30s, and you look at her and you're like, well, she's really hot. What is she doing fucking a 15-year-old? But the problem is the 15-year-old is so excited, he has to tell his friends. And God, that's damn. What ruins everything. God damn it.
Yes,
I didn't have any friends, so I wouldn't have ruined anything.
Oh my goodness.
If only one of my teachers had.
We know what you're searching at night.
I'm just trying to sleep. just trying to stay alive.
Chris is too old to. He falls right asleep.
I wish I could. Well, you know, when my kids let me, I fall asleep. That's true.
All right. So there you have the anticlimactic episode of South Park Weekly.
Thanks for wrapping that up with a killer choice.
But you know, we wrapped up with a bang.
I thought that the honorable mention of Miss Chokes on Dick was important. Because
I do too.
It was kind of like a one joke character. Was that her name was Chokes on Dick? Was two jokes, and she had like these enormous floppy tits. That and you know, it was like the whole point where like, boom, now we're in fourth grade, and you know, everything changed and everything was different. And then they very anticlimactically killed her off, which I thought was very funny. It's like, and find out who dies. It's Miss Chokes on Dick. So I thought that was pretty great.
The nurse is there. We have a lot of great
people. There are so many, but Chokes on Dick is definitely up there.
And Principal Victoria. We all thought strong about woman. PC Principal, strong woman. Yeah. It, all great characters.
The problem with PC Principal is that I had to check my privilege and I couldn't pick him.
Mm.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it. Because I can't pick a white male. You know, that's just not who I am. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you instead
pick Chef. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. 100%. All right. So there you have it. But not just because he's deserving.
Yeah, no, it's because
you
it was
do
deserving.
Love
yeah,
Chef.
Yeah. Okay. I do love Chef.
You've brought that up on multiple occasions.
All right, so there you have it. Between chocolate salty balls and sleeping with your teacher, this is as in-depth as it gets on South Park Weekly.
And therapy sessions following.
Like they used to say at the end of every episode of South Park, I learned something today. I learned a lot of things today, actually. So we hope you did too.
Absolutely. So, and if you highly disagree with us, by all means, let us know. And we'll be sure to read it. So that's it. In the meantime, you could send therapeutic tweets to Steph at
Steph Sabra. Please do.
And please send me whatever you want.
Send me.
Believe me, I just need to read. At Christian DMZ. And let me see if I can get it right this time. Sundays, I do Star Trek. Mondays, I do Silicon Valley and Marvel. Tuesday, Trump. Wednesday, South Park right
Woo!
Here. So that's a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. And you heard Christian. He wants to read, so don't send him dick pics.
He needs to learn how to read.
But if you want to describe your penis in a limerick or a poem, if you just write about it, I will definitely read it and I'll get back to you. I don't want to see it, but why don't you tell me about it? Tell me about
it. Yeah.
And you can check me out at philsvitek.com and has all my social media, which is exactly the same. It's just philsvitek. Thank you guys as always. We've got... I don't know if fun's the word, but we got more episodes for you in the coming weeks, so stay tuned. Thank you guys as always. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.